If you don't like what we tell you to believe in, we'll kill you.
Oh, hey, Goy. Herschel here. Are you listening to a free fag episode of The Daily Shower? Do you need a small personal loan so you can afford a paywall subscription? I may be able to help you out. For the very low price of just $10 a month, you can listen to Mike finish his talking points without annoying promotional bits like this one. Log on to therightstuff.biz/paywall and pick the payment option that best suits your white man's agency level. E-checks, money order by mail, or cryptocurrency. Support TRS's efforts in shutting down yids like me.
This is tedious on therightstuff.biz.
Well, I am very glad that I never changed the theme music.
This is the good stuff. The right stuff.
Well, I wouldn't have been able to tell anyone.
No, I never did, because this is in fact going to be this is tedious is the most apt description of what we're about to subject you, the audience, to. We have unearthed tedium that is going to be so tedious, but you're going to love it. It's going to be everything you've ever wanted. Finally.
Oh, God. Are we starting with this?
Oh, my God. Are you kidding?
Howdy there.
Are you kidding? The build-up is is tedious on the right stuff. That is very tedious. Okay. Bo of the Fifth Column has weighed in on Anthony Oliver. Bo of the Fudge Round is here.
Has anybody seen this yet?
Bo of the Short Round.
Bo of the Short Round. Dr. Joe. I don't even know how that would go. Well, howdy, everybody. Yeah. It's Dr.
Well,
Jones to
howdy,
you, America.
Dr. Jones. Howdy, Dr. Jones.
So I have not seen this. Alex watched it, but I warned him not to spoil it. I have no idea what he's going to say. It's just for archival and completionist purposes. We have to play this. It's like we are avid followers of Bo. Like you, there's
so
no.
Alex has watched it, so he knows what we're in.
We'll do it once now, and we'll do it again in hour two for the paycheck.
I get to watch it again. I'm such a lucky boy.
It's 8 minutes and 24 seconds.
Oh, God. We're going to watch every minute of it, too, just so you guys understand.
Just like,
put it on half speed.
We're doing transformative content on every minute.
Actually, let me adjust my audio setting so I can really... I want a more immersive experience with him. I didn't do the thing. Like, my master faders have to come down about 7 decibels... so that I, in my earbuds, I drop, but then I raise it. So now everything else will be louder than me by 7 decibels. So I can really get into Bo's dulcet tones here. I'm very, very excited. So is everyone ready?
Yeah,
here we
I'm
go.
Ready.
Bo of the Fudge Round.
Well, howdy there, Internet people. It's Bo again.
Oh my God.
Today we are going to talk about somebody that I haven't talked about, but y'all been asking me to.
His take is in
actually,
high demand.
You want to know what's funny? He's not wrong.
I know. I've been dying.
But like we have actually been asking him to talk about this.
I'm so excited.
For the last, I don't know, 10, 12 days, I probably...
Dies.
We got a dozen dies. Messages a day to dies talk about die. A specific person.
A die.
And I didn't ignore it.
He's from Australia now? Like, what the hell was that? He's like, rise up lights. 12 messages to die. Dinky die.
A die.
And I didn't ignore it, but I didn't make a video about it.
It's like, you see, that's going to expose your grip.
Yeah.
Like, this like exposes,
well, you know,
like...
frankly, Oliver Anthony's here in studio. We recruited by the same talent agency for fake redneck grifters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of like when you have both wrestling promotions have the same kind of guy, like... Like they like WCW tried to throw the Renegade around as like the replacement for Ultimate Warrior, and it's just kind of like,
yeah.
I was like, you don't want to like talk. You want to really address that head on, you know? Just let it happen.
And you're about to find out why.
Ha!
But things have changed. Something I expected to happen has occurred, not exactly in the way I thought it was going to, but we're here, so we're going to talk about Oliver Anthony today. If you don't know who that is,
g'day.
He's a person who's been making music for a couple of years. And recently, one of his songs...
Oh, stop it. He's been making music for 5 minutes. Like, basically, his career doesn't start before that.
The funny thing is, this making music for a couple of years, it's like a couple of songs, I think. I think yeah. There's like a few songs on that same YouTube channel.
Yeah, and it's just like, stop.
The Richmond, North of Richmond. It clicked. It resonated with a bunch of people. But the authoritarian right picked it up and was like, this is our anthem type of thing.
The authoritarian right? The authoritarian right?
He keeps using this phrase a lot, the authoritarian right.
Like, who is he? Who is that? Like, Vivek Ramaswamy?
Yeah, because I don't really recall hearing that very often in just regular discourse. I don't ever hear libtards using this phrase.
Unless he just doesn't want to say, like, neo-Nazis.
And that led to a whole bunch of conversation about the guy, about the music, about the lyrics, everything. And this is when the messages started coming in. When they came in, I looked into him a little bit. One of the things I found out is that some of his earlier covers and music led me to believe that, well, he might not be authoritarian right. That might not be who he is.
There it is again, the authoritarian right. This is a bow phrase. No one else is saying authoritarian right.
But, like, is Matt Walsh and Ben Shapiro and everybody the channel, like, they're not authoritarian right. They're butthole right, really. I mean, I saw butthole left is a thing that TDC says all the time. Like, they're just kind of...
Mm-hmm.
This is coming from a very libertarian place and, like, forgotten man stuff. It's not authoritarian.
And then I found something where he code-switched.
Tell Bo, did he code switch?
Wait. Wait a second.
Get ready.
I found something where he code switched.
Oh my god.
Wow.
The fudge round calling the kettle brown.
And I found something where he code switched.
Can I do the thing where he says that in slow motion real quick?
I found something where you code switched. Wait. I know a lot of ANCAPs that code switch.
Authoritarian right. That might not be who he is.
I went back too far.
Wait, just keep going.
And then I found something where he code switched.
Oh boy.
Dear Lord. Maybe that was too slow.
Man who has entire playlist of his fake southern accent.
Dude, you gotta go back.
There you go.
And I found something where he code switched.
That was better. That was 0.5. He sounded just drunk. That's good.
Yeah.
Code switch. Let me put it back to normal. Right.
I'm code switching.
It's beige. Who likes beige? Who likes the authoritarian right? It's boring.
He used a customer service voice, dropped his accent.
Ah.
A little bit. And if you don't
know. Wait, hold on, though. But here's something that's funny. Bo is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Oliver Anthony never had an accent. He always just talked like that. Now, he sang in a certain style.
Okay.
That's his singing voice.
It's a damn shame.
When we're done with this one. I've got another video.
But the way that Anthony, or what, is it Anthony Oliver or Oliver Anthony?
I don't know. His name is like Matt Lunford or something like that. He has a normal name that's
Oliver Anthony's not his real name?
No, that's not his name. No, that's like his artist fucking.
Oh, okay. All right. His name is Matt Lumford.
I don't know.
But see, that would be that's actually more of a country name than Oliver Anthony. What the? Like, Matt Lumford.
Don't quote me on that. It's something. I don't know. I don't remember what it is, but it's something with a U in it.
That's funny. But this guy doesn't. He's like, when he talks, of all the times I've heard this guy speaking, he's not code switching. He just talks like. And there are, frankly, to be honest, there are people from Virginia that just don't have southern accents.
He has a very light, if at all. Like, there's not much there, but yeah.
Yeah.
There are demographics all around the country that at times will alter the way they speak because the way they speak the perception is that you're ignorant based your...
Wait, where'd that come from?
Accent so you're, or...
I mean, so Southerners...
Train yourself as sounding ignorant. Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he's trying to do... This is kind of like... I think he's kind of trying to do like a populism on liberal frameworks.
Yeah.
Like there's a prejudice here. There's a bigotry, which is it is true. I mean,
it's true, but
that,
it's like
you know,
I ask like, what's the origin of that? Who gaslit people? Into
yeah,
thinking,
why?
Like,
yeah, where did that come from?
Right, and that's oh gee, they see it in the movies all the time.
No, the bad guy make a point. He's going to make a point about the politics of the code switcher.
This is pretty annoying, huh? All this can go away. You bought a paywall at rightstuff.biz/paywall. You can use crypto, e-checks, mail in a money order, or even use your credit card on Sven's Odyssey channel. The link will be below in the show notes. That's therightstuff.biz/paywall.
That is really interesting and super ironic.
Okay.
Yeah.
When you consider who's
Well, I mean, maybe he just knows. I mean, he knows.
Based on your accent or just the way you speak in general. A lot of people, if they are concerned about their message being understood, well, they learn how to speak without that accent. And for some people,
they want to fool others, so they learn to speak with that accent.
is he doing... I think I see where this is going, and it's actually dumb. It's actually, I think I see where this is going. Mm. And the truth is actually quite the opposite, at least these days. But right. Yes.
They might go years in their professional life downplaying their accent, using a non-regional accent, so they can be more clearly understood, and so they don't get mistaken for an extra from Justified.
Interesting.
If you don't
which
know,
which is known for its fake Southern accent, so highly
which
ironic.
Is also a show. Real quick, something about Justified. I had heard when I still like sometimes watch TV shows.
I remember you talking about this. Yeah,
wrong. We were talking about this. At first, I said it was like Jericho.
Yeah, you
it really
the wrong,
wasn't.
Yes, it was.
It wasn't Jericho. Justified, it was Justified. Yeah. I watched. I was coaxed by somebody I knew to watch. Try and watch that show to see if it, because they liked it and they're like, it's good, you should check it out. And so I was like, all right, I'll check it out. So I watched like the first episode. I didn't actually watch the whole first episode. I turned it on and it was either like the first or the second scene. There's some dude in a pickup truck, like a pickup truck. It's like a dark night. A pickup truck pulls up alongside like a dirt road. A guy gets out in like jeans and a white tank top with like a massive swastika tattoo, like huge swastika tattoo on like his deltoid.
Based.
And he goes to the back of his pickup and he gets out like a fucking like rocket launcher of some sort, like a rocket propelled grenade, and he shoots it at a black church. And I see.
The image is no longer available. Oh well.
And that's how that show starts. And at that point, I turned it off. Yeah. I'm not watching this. And it was even before, you know, I'm where I am now, but I was like, yeah, I'm not. I'm just not watching this.
Going to, like, the Nazi well, it's just so desperate. It's like, you're telling me your show's not good enough for you to not play off that, like, Jewish trope. Just on it, just without even getting into.
Anyway. I didn't remember this, but yeah, Michael Rapaport was on Justified trying to fake a Southern accent, and people were writing articles about how bad it was.
Yeah, I actually would like to see that after this.
I kind of want to find.
I never watched that show. Michael Rapaport trying to do that is probably like comedy gold.
Michael Rapaport, tough guy from New York here.
Dude, Michael Rapaport, like, what is his actual real accent? Is it just like a Jewy one? I didn't know he was on Justified. He like code switches on Justified. He does a Southern accent or something. That sounds like we should actually see if we could get a clip.
I'm gonna try to find the clip.
Yeah,
because that is like
really bad.
That is like yeah, because he does go yeah from New York. Yeah. What's up? You know, and it's just like shut the fuck up, you faggot. I really hate that Jew more than anybody.
Yeah.
If you don't know that phenomenon exists, it does, and the fact that it does is one of the reasons this channel exists. But here's the thing about...
Tell me without telling me. Like, I'm actually doing it right now. And you're falling for it.
Is he trying to tell us that he code switches in his other life and this is his real accent? Because that's not true. In fact, Bo isn't really even his name. It's Justin King.
Yeah. And he's saying if you code switch, you're probably a libtard. It's but you're code switching with a fake accent. So,
but that, see, a libtard, though, this is the funny thing. A libtard is actually more likely to do what he does.
Right.
Exactly.
Libtards are more likely to actually speak with the accent that is considered high status based on actually their upbringing, right?
Right.
They are more likely to have what my dad used to call CNN standard English, which is what Oliver Anthony has.
Yeah.
With maybe some slight tinge of regionalism, sort of like a normal accent with like a slight tinge of the New York, New Jersey thing that really comes out when I start to get heated or start talking loud or I have a couple drinks. But yeah.
Here's the thing about people who do that.
Oh, he said, here's the thing. I should get that for, I should collect more. I should collect new here's the things.
But he doesn't really do it like in a totally twang.
Yeah, it should be here's the thing, right?
Here's the thing about people who do that. They're never authoritarian right. Ever.
Oh, God.
The authoritarian right, lean into the accent. They don't downplay it when they're speaking in public. They play it up.
Okay.
Why? Because it gives them credibility amongst us ignorant country bumpkins, I guess.
Okay.
Wait, what?
So he's pretending that this is his real voice. He just said us country bumpkins. So he's pretending he's a country bumpkin.
So he's now talking about how people play up. Wait, hold on.
Authoritarian right wing figures put on the accent he's putting on. He just described what he does.
You're an authoritarian right.
He puts on this accent to gain credibility with country bumpkins. Like that's the thing he's doing. Actually, no,
that's literally what.
What he does. He tries to get credibility with like everybody else by pretending to be a country bumpkin
who gets the highest status opinions. He's actually doing something very different. Yes. But it's funny. So he's suggesting that Oliver Anthony is an authoritarian right winger.
I don't know.
I
think he's saying he's not.
I think the reason he is because of the conspiratorial content.
No. His assertion is that the code switching means that he's not. He's probably not. Yeah, that's the
true
I watched the video.
I guess.
Us country bumpkins. Let me get that again.
Us country bumpkins, yes.
Gives them credibility amongst us ignorant country bumpkins, I guess.
Moses is an ignorant country bumpkin. That's why
this is a good in between frames.
That's why he has like five t-shirts to wear every day for each video.
Well, I think Bo just this is there's some sort of je ne sais quoi to this performance art that he's doing that he thinks is like super unique. Where he's a redneck with like shirts with like libtard slogans, giving libtard talking points, but. Like it's literally like you're not expecting this. Like this is wild. It's almost like what he's doing is he's code switching to be a country bumpkin, a redneck, to try to give credibility. Now one could say, is he trying to give credibility to rednecks amongst libtards? But I think what he's doing is he is trying to give credibility to libtardism.
You're right.
By saying even this redneck can agree with it. This libtard stuff is so obvious and clear that even this redneck can do it or can agree with it.
Let's see here.
So when I saw that, I didn't know what his politics were. He may not be on my team, but I knew he wasn't on the team of the people who were saying that, you know, he had created their anthem. So as far as I was concerned, not my business. Get your iTunes money, dude. I also figured that
I got $70 from iTunes last month. Thank you very much.
Anybody who was concerned about their message getting out and being understood seeing their message misappropriated would eventually grate, iTunes money or not. And I figured that something would happen, and it would bother.
And it's Apple Music, Grandpa. Stop code switching and get up to date on what your gay fucking stream platforms are called.
Something would happen, and it would bother him. And eventually, he would release a song clarifying where he was at politically. Okay, I was wrong about that. Not about the whole it starting to grate, but about him releasing a song. Apparently, it appears that the catalyst was seeing his message be misappropriated in the Republican primary debates. And he didn't release a song, but about an hour ago at time of filming, he released a video on YouTube in which he kind of says, hey, I wrote that song about the people on that stage.
Which is totally not like empty.
Hey, it's your worst possible nightmare. It's the sound of Borzoi interrupting whatever wonderful talking point Mike is making right now, interrupting your own train of thought. And you're in this position, listening to me right now, well, because you're listening to the free version of this show. You're not even getting all the content, and now you have to listen to me. Is this what you want? Is it really? You want to hear this? You want to hear me? That just can't possibly be what you want. So if you want to rectify that issue, go to therightstuff.biz/paywall. You can make one-time donations and get 3 months, 6 months, even a year. So why are you doing this to yourself? This has to be especially troubling because I'm not even going to check the audio and how this sounds. So you could also be listening to just terrible audio right now. So why not just stop doing this to yourself and get behind the paywall at therightstuff.biz/paywall.
More polite about it in tone, and he does clarify that it's not just the people on this stage. There's more to it than that, but it does appear that he wants it clear that he is not part of the authoritarian right. That leads to the obvious question. Well, I mean,
who is the I desperately want an internet historian intro. Authoritarian right. Authoritarian right. What is the authoritarian right? Who is its member? Who is its leader? What do you have to say to be in the authoritarian right? And then just like throw it to Bo.
I googled that real fast, and it appears that Bo is the only human on the planet using the phrase authoritarian right. This is a Boism.
Yeah, he's just.
I mean, I've heard the term before, but it is a very rare term.
Yeah.
Is it just Trump supporters? Is it Republicans? Yeah. Like, who is not an authoritarian rightist? That's like, what I'd like to hear from him.
You're not going to find Daily Beast articles where they moan about the authoritarian right.
Is there an anti-authoritarian right? That he would. I mean, there's so many questions unanswered, Bo, about your ideological. Like, if you're perceiving somebody else's ideology this way, like, what is its shadow? What does it reflect against? What else is there? It's a very strange term to just throw out there because it just makes me think you just mean like the mainstream, because you're criticizing like a mainstream right happening as the authoritarian right. It's just mainstream conservatism fell in love with Oliver Anthony for 2 weeks. And then they had a debate and he put a thing out saying like, no, I don't like these guys. So. No.
For the people who are watching this channel.
Oh, sorry.
What is he?
I should be paying attention. But I was thinking about Bo as a thing, and like, but yes.
The obvious question, well, I mean, for the people who are watching this channel, what is he, right?
Which is just us at this point.
Right.
The death panel.
Obvious question for the Daily Show's audience is.
No, I have no idea. My guess, if I had to guess, and to be clear, I don't know the guy. I know that there is a perception in a lot of YouTube that, you know, every YouTuber who sounds like we do knows each other. That's not the case.
Oh my God.
What? I mean, we assumed you guys were connected because you both have fake Southern accents. Like, that's kind
and you both have big beards. But
that's a subtext,
Bo's beard,
right?
Real? Is that a real beard?
I think Bo is trying to pretend his accent is real. Which is crazy. So like when you did illegal child trafficking or drug trafficking or whatever it is he was convicted of, I can't remember.
He doesn't do any more of the YouTube content, does he?
I don't. He used to have like other channels. Like in those other channels you did, was that a code switch? Were you putting on customer service voice for your other outlets to try to gain credibility? And this is real? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
I don't think
that's true. Because I think we established at a certain point that Bo is a character he's doing, right? Mm-hmm. So now he ruined immersion. He had a fourth wall break. Like, I think the introduction to Bo is him claiming that this is a character he's doing.
Yeah.
An alter ego to his, like, Justin King, whatever the fuck he was doing with his libertarian crap. So to sit here and pretend like we all sound like, it's like, yeah. We assume all you fake Southerners know each other. That's just a very strange...
I don't know this guy, but if I had to guess, he's a small government conservative. You know, we talk about him on the channel, and most people from the city are like, those people don't really exist. No, they do. They're just normally very rural, and there's not a lot of them anymore.
So rural people are small? You just told me,
that's
like...
also not entirely true.
And he also was claimed the opposite months ago with his with his medevac kit fucking video. Anyway, go ahead.
Right. Yeah. Oh, yeah. The fact that like all country people have like bug out bags with like all kinds of medical supplies in them.
So according to the YouTubeFandom.com wiki, the channel began as a joke. Bo used to hide his accent while at work. While celebrating with some coworkers, his real accent slipped out, and they convinced him to start making videos using his real voice.
Is this the character Bo?
I don't know.
This is like
that's the backstory.
This is like the invented. So wow, he's really developed this character.
Has he become Bo?
The claim he's making is so that like his accent. He wants you to believe that is his real accent.
I am become Bo. Gay
opera, his name
of Bumpkins.
Isn't Bo.
Yeah,
no,
but he
hadn't
become Bo. That's what I learned from Oppenheimer.
I guess the way he can justify this to himself is that when he puts on the skin suit of Bo, he's the Bo skin suit. He's just like, now I am Bo. Bo is real.
I don't know where Justin King ends and Bo begins. But
well, I don't know. I think Justin King might have been consumed by Bo.
Well, thank God, like Bo ends in like three more minutes. That's all I got to say.
It's like the Boas heresy. Like Bo has completely become consumed by Justin King has completely become consumed by Boas.
It's like Jim Carrey getting into the role as what was that Jew comedian he played?
The Boas heresy.
Andy Kaufman. It's like Jim Carrey is now Andy Kaufman. I don't know what the difference is. Well, Andy Kaufman's slightly less obnoxious.
Andy Kaufman is Tony Clifton. What's the difference? I don't know. Who is Tony Clifton even? Tony Clifton.
Tony Clifton.
That was actually legitimately fucking hilarious.
That was actually
Tony Clifton
good
character.
Them anymore.
The bit in the movie where like Tony Clifton's about to do a set in fucking Vegas and he's demanding everyone put out their cigars and cigarettes. And then he comes out on stage smoking, and everyone's pissed.
That's funny. That's really funny. You ever see that Andy Kaufman bit where he's doing the I'm from Hollywood stuff?
Yeah, all the wrestling stuff, right?
And he's talking
stuff,
about
right?
how,
yeah.
how like, I wrestle Ooh. Women.
Yeah.
And there's one where like he's like, I wrestle women. You know, and here's why or whatever. He body slams this chick, and she's like, oh, my God. And like all the the staff are running forward, and they're like trying to help her. And they're like, Andy, you know, this is bad. Like, she might sue you. He's like, I don't care. She doesn't have any money. I was fucking dying.
That actually
is funny. That I'm from Hollywood is actually really funny. And in a way, Andy Kaufman was saying he was doing it in order to kind of give the rubes and the redneck what they wanted, which was to see some urbanite get fucking slammed by Jerry Lawler.
Yeah.
And so,
yeah. Because Jerry Lawler is their hero around there. That was in Memphis, right? When he was still, I don't remember where he, or it might have been Nashville. I can't remember. He moved around a little bit, but anywho.
But that's, if I had to guess, and again, to clarify, it is a guess. That's what he is. And I know there's been a lot of...
If I was Oliver Anthony, whatever the fuck his name is, I would want to fight him over that. Like, you called me a small government conservative. That's like the lowest thing you can tell
somebody. Because Oliver Anthony doesn't side with the right or the left.
Also, that's just that's also just the lowest status like political thing to be right now. It's like I'm a small government conservative. Like no, like no.
However, the small government conservatives, he's actually wrong.
Yeah.
Small government conservatives are actually from places like Farmville, Virginia.
Right.
Like small government conservatives are actually people who live in suburbs surrounding major urban areas.
Yeah.
And they are people who talk exactly like Oliver Anthony. They are people who have exactly, like, that's the thing. He's not he probably is a small government conservative. He's not code switching. Hmm. And when he speaks, that is his actual accent. And he's just, so Oliver Anthony is like compared to Bo, like relatively authentic, even though he's also kind of an act, but he's like more of an honest act because he's not doing all this stuff. He's just like, that's sort of my country music stage name.
You know what?
It's funny how we've got like circles of authenticity when it comes to rednecks. Like, hey, Jason Aldean is like the real deal. Then you have, then you have Oliver Anthony, who's like kind of fake, and you have Bo, who's like completely fucking fake.
Oliver Anthony, now that I think about it, in the statement he made about he's not right nor left, he doesn't support anything politically, blah 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 blah, he's actually giving like he's giving the conservatives what they actually say that they want in the face of like wokeism. Like when there's woke content, they always beg for, can't we just have non-political entertainment content, please? And Oliver Anthony's saying that's what he's giving you. He's like, I'm giving you stuff that's, I'm not campaigning for anybody. I'm just doing a song. And it's just about life and about people. So maybe he is a small government conservative. He's giving them what they always beg for. They want things to not be shoved in their face anymore. So.
A lot of conversation about some of the lyrics, particularly a part about welfare. I have been around enough small government conservatives to hear that not as welfare is bad, but the system that welfare creates in the sense of helping people isn't bad, but creating a system that makes it.
Oh, hi guys. Here's another pre-recorded interruption, not an actual interruption. I'm just here to remind you, we need you to go ahead and pick up a subscription at therightstuff.biz/paywall. You can use money orders, you can use crypto, you can use e-checks, you can even go to my Odyssey channel, Uncle Spen's Other Tone Stream, and you can use your credit card on there to get around the Jews' banishment of our banking services. That works. So you can do that until you can't. I don't know. But thanks. We'll be right back to the show now.
Almost impossible to get off is.
Okay.
And that's generally where small government conservatives come from on it. Now, I don't know that that's his opinion of it, though.
Isn't welfare impossible to get off because the economy sucks?
Yeah.
Do we want to analyze
like
that at all?
He's almost arguing for means-tested welfare, or at least empathizing with the position of advocating for means-tested welfare. Like, it's supposed to be a temporary thing, and then you work your way off of it.
Yeah, but what is the thing you can get off of? What are you supposed to get back into? Like, that's an outdated... It's like, okay, you live somewhere, and your coal mine shut down, and you're out of the job for the next 6 weeks. Yeah. Maybe it'll take you 6 weeks to get to the next coal mine. So you get some assistance during this week, but there's no more coal mines. Or that, maybe that's a poor example, but something like that. Like, what's, like, these industries don't have these like temporary loss of like demand for labor that's sort of picked up later by competitors. Like this, like, what do you, like, the Dollar General closed and the other one opened across the street and I need a welfare check until they... It's like, no, I need a welfare check while I'm working at Dollar General. You know? I can't
this
get off.
This is an interesting guy here. This is an interesting character. I was doing a little more digging on him. He does appear to have like some kind of military contracting background. That's why he went to that whole like emergency survival kit thing. If you go to his website.
Who, Bo?
Yeah, he's got justinking.org, which is really interesting because poking around his little webpage here, I ran into some stuff like this, which I would love to find this video. This is just like a description of the video that maybe it's on one of his old social media platforms somewhere.
Jerusalem, Palestine, Israel, and InfoWars. That's from 2017.
Yeah.
Oh, he's got the whiteboard, so he's going to do the explaining.
I'm sure that's when he was. Yeah, he's that. He went with the whiteboard. That's when he's not doing Bo. He's doing the other guy. Maybe that beard, Israel. But
Israel.
He probably is going to be taking a somewhat Israel critical stance here. I don't think he's going to be going pro-Israel.
He says, this video is a bit one-sided, but it was made in response to utter propaganda. The subject is more in-depth than this, but should give you a decent understanding as to why Palestinians are unhappy. Okay, so he's going to be critical of Israel there.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
God.
But notice he hasn't said anything about
the next
this
video is Richard Spencer's time. Operation Homeland. Oh, no.
Yeah, no, he likes Richard Spencer a lot in 2017.
So there's no link here, so there's nothing. Like, where's the video?
Yeah, I don't
yeah,
think
no,
that
I
the...
couldn't dig it down and, like, and find the video. I was looking. Well, maybe he's got a Facebook page somewhere.
Was initially some kind of group of YouTube channels he was doing
yeah.
that where he played like different characters, and one of them was kind of like himself. That's where he said, remember he said,
yeah,
I know ANCAPs.
Yeah.
I know capitalists that mask up.
That was Bo. He said that as Bo. I don't care that a mask up.
Oh, he said that as Bo?
He said that as Bo, yeah.
I wish you go back and find that same video. I thought he said it as himself.
No, he said that as Bo.
I thought it was one of the whiteboard videos.
I specifically remember he said that as Bo because he was trying to do, I don't know, his
usual. You're trying to do universal anti-fascism.
Like universal populism that's not popular. Like this.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, everybody agrees with small. I know small government conservatives that mask up.
I don't remember what they were.
They absolutely do not wear masks.
I don't remember what they were protesting. He was talking about some protest that involved Antifa, and he was trying to say that some of those Antifas are
anarcho-capitalists.
Yeah, it was weird.
One thing that I do think is worth noting when you try to figure out where he is at, politically speaking, ideologically speaking, is that in one interview, he was talking about what it would take to fix the country.
Oh, God.
And one of the things he mentioned, and it might have been the first thing that he mentioned, was becoming a melting pot again, because diversity is one of the things that built this country.
Oh.
Definitely not authoritarian right. So, I don't know where the guy
contrary,
aligns.
But definitely small government conservative, which I guess he would probably acknowledge.
Is authoritarian right big government conservative then? Is that what he's... I guess so. I don't know.
Yeah, authoritarian right is... Yeah, kind of, yes.
So George W. One, so George W. Bush.
Loose way to put it, which is like... Yeah, so he's as people on the left, there are people on the left that are capable of making the distinction. That just shows that he's more of a left-winger than he even lets on here. He actually has other videos... where he talks about, if you search Justin King, you will actually get a lot of stuff about Bo. So the connection is well known. There's one where he's talking about like anarchism or something like that. He's giving a talk. We should actually.
Oh no!
So he's, I guess, from Destin, Florida.
Oh
but,
no!
Yeah, I just
he's Florida
up
man. Bo, no.
Yeah, he's Florida man.
Florida man convicted of visa fraud and alien smuggling conspiracy charges from the Department of Justice. I mean, it was a press release from 2007, yeah. Justin King, 27, of Shipley, Florida, was convicted following a six-day jury trial in the Northern District of Florida in Pensacola, one count of conspiracy to commit visa fraud, five counts of visa fraud, and one count of conspiracy to commit alien smuggling. So, that was where he came from. But that's funny that it starts as, like, Florida man. That's actually, that's kind of tame for Florida man, you know? Florida man usually, like, a lot more seedy. Anyway, let's finish this. We've got like a minute left.
Okay. No clue. He seems to be pretty religious. That may play into it. It'd be super cool if it was, you know, biblical Jesus, not Republican Jesus, that he leaned into. But we'll have to wait and see. I doubt that this is going to be the last we hear from this dude.
I'm going to assume that biblical Jesus is the one that loves fags and trannies, right? Is that biblical
Jesus?
Yeah,
biblical Jesus is the one that loves like homosexuality. Yeah.
Only Republican Jesus doesn't like those things.
And
biblical Jesus, like, he has tax policy preferences. Right? Biblical Jesus is for higher taxes and higher income taxes and stuff. That's because that's biblical. That's totally where it's at. Like, biblical Jesus is just whatever my political preferences are. That's biblical Jesus. Your political preferences applied to you, that's Republican Jesus.
I have a feeling like a whole lot of the people who have been really kind of championing him and putting him out there, they're probably about to turn on him.
I found the best Reddit thread about Justin Key. Oh my god.
Oh yeah?
This is fantastic. These are anarchists debating his history.
Alex is just a dirty, filthy Redditor.
Oh my god, this is
funny. I need some help filling in some blanks regarding Bo the Fifth Column. I'm aware that he's in the past in the intelligence community and was later convicted of human trafficking, specifically using immigrants as coerced labor in hotel chains. Oh my god.
Yeah, dude, it's like really fucked up because I thought
So he wasn't just ideologically bringing in beaners because he loves diversity. He was literally trying to coerce them into working in hotels.
Right. See, this was the thing. Like, this is what I found out actually after looking into this. I think Alex and I have had this conversation before that the idea was like, was Justin King doing a coyote to like because he liked diversity and he thought like these people should have a chance. But it's like, no, it seems like he was just trafficking people that were going to be low-income workers.
Are you ready for a classic anarchist libertarian take?
Oh, yes. Oh,
Great info. Just for clarity's sake, he was nabbed while working as a cross-border mule. So, yes, some of the mutual aid work he was doing would be considered trafficking to a statist.
Wait a second.
See, here's what they do. If you look in this section of Redditor comments back and forth, there's some kind of coping about how what he was doing was mutual aid work and he was an anarchist. And, you know, it's just like helping them obtain a better economic opportunity or something. And the trafficking charges, well, that's just what statists do to people.
Right. Like, that's how, like, a statist defines bringing someone from one country illegally across the border
to another country
so that they can be a low-income exploited worker. That's the thing, though. It's like, here's the problem with that idea. That it's like, sure, you don't believe in borders. So you help these migrants or these illegals or whatever across the border. But when they get here, they're working low-income exploitative labor jobs. How do you square that side of the circle?
Right. Well, here's another brain-dead, immoral anarchist take over here. Looks like he found work for undocumented workers. I don't see anything about coercion. I see cheating in a corrupt system. Human trafficking could be anything from crossing a border illegally to old-fashioned sex work. The same people who think Antifa is a terrorist organization instead of what it really is, people that hate Nazis.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, because at first it looked like there were some people trying to deny that Bo and Justin Eric King are the same person, but then when you've got people coping and talking about what he did really wasn't that bad, it's like, okay.
Here's a funny...
Oh, this is pretty annoying. You don't want to hear my voice. You want to hear Mike finish his thought, huh? But you can't. Because you don't have a subscription. You should go to therightstuff.biz/paywall. Tag it.
Top comment. Here's a funny interpretation of Bo from this video that I posted, which we don't have to watch, but it says, Bo the Fifth Column discusses structured anarchy. So there we go. There. All right. He's giving a 20-minute talk on that. The top comment on this is from 4 years ago. The top comment here is, from Mr. Democracy 3335. And Mr. Democracy has this to say. I think Bo is just the genuine kind of dude who can appeal to a lot of our center-right compatriots to bridge the divide and explain that the SJW character is a creation of the media. We want justice. We want freedom and opportunity and happiness, not at the expense of other people,
but
at the expense of the people in power.
He could appeal to the center right because he's engaged in human trafficking. I think that they have a lot of common ground.
Yeah. Oh, I was talking because he's saying he's engaged in code switching. Code switching and human trafficking. It's kind of like
Here's apparently what happened here. Is his business found vulnerable young women in Eastern Europe, promised them seasonal work at a hotel in Florida for 6 months to a year. King forged visas for this purpose, telling the women that they would be working at one single hotel as a direct employee. They were charged $2,000 for this. When they arrived, they instead found out they'd be working as contractors for King's branch of Eurohouse at many different hotels. So King defrauded them.
Okay, so he's just straight up. This is just straight up exploiting labor.
Yeah,
this is just straight up exploiting illegal labor. This is not some. I mean, because he would. So they're working for him. Wow, and he's charging them. Very altruistic.
Yeah.
King imposed debts on them and garnished payment from their wages. For example, he charged one victim $1,200 for a $200 visa renewal and then garnished $350 per week from her weekly pay of $600 to pay it back. This is like the kind of thing that Jews in Israel do to Eastern women that they drag in there and basically work as like sex slaves.
This kind of thing that like Saudis do to like Filipinos.
Yeah.
You know, like this is like classic. So he was then taking half of their dude. How can these people? This is something that like, how could they possibly?
I'm skimming through some stuff with the OP, and it's like these. This is one of my favorite things. Is like anarchist, libertarian, Antifa talking about it as if they're under constant pursuit by the FBI of being like arrested for their political activities, and that he might be some kind of informant. I find that hilarious.
It's like I think he's just like. I don't know. I think he's actually just because on some level he seems to genuinely be like a libtard,
right?
But then, wow, doing that kind of scummy shit, you know, that's I don't know. Maybe he justified himself to himself somehow. I don't know.
Here's a great, great link in here. Is Justin King a snitch? So here's what seems to be happening with the drama here.
Mm-hmm.
He was doing human trafficking. He gets caught. Apparently, he's still got, like, millions. Like, he made a bunch of money off of this. He's still got property. But anyway, he gets caught. And then a few short years later, he appears on the anarchist scene out of nowhere and kind of inserts himself into it. And people started getting suspicious. And they did the thing where they researched him. They're like, well, wait a minute. This guy was convicted of human trafficking. And he just kind of came out of nowhere. Seven felony connections. Yeah, this is really odd because they apparently allowed him to keep the money and property that he had obtained via all of this human trafficking.
Oh, wow, interesting. That's
pretty strange.
Yeah, that's what a status would do.
he was trying to like insert himself into Anonymous back in the day when Anonymous was still sort of a thing.
Dude, that Anonymous. The funny thing is, Anonymous is like always just been like the CIA.
Yeah,
like I don't really buy that Anonymous was anything other than some government fucking op. At least not the computer hacking part of it. I think that there maybe they've always been faggots. Well, they haven't really seen the Guy Fawkes masks recently.
No,
haven't really seen that. You don't really see that too much. That's kind of cringy now, to be honest.
People on like both sides of the Finkelthink kayfabe would use it, which was interesting. It was kind of fun.
Yeah.
Like
it was sort of like leftists use it and like libertarians like were like we're reclaiming Guy Fawkes, and they kind of had a little bit more of a legit claim to it based on Guy Fawkes' actual beliefs, because he was actually like some kind of tradcath that was like angry at Protestantism, I believe, if I'm not wrong. And so that really isn't, other than just like burning down a government building, that's really not there's really not anything much more.
Okay, there is legitimately some suspicious stuff here, because it looks like with the case they sealed the statement of reasons here, so can't find out why it was that he was keeping all this.
Here's the thing:
stuff.
In terms of a snitch, once you're a snitch, you're a snitch, no matter what, and no matter how you snitch, and that's your identity forever. But he might not be like a always snitch. He might be like, in this case, he like ratted out whoever he was working with, and they gave him they gave him the slap on the wrist in order to
to do this. If you're just making like YouTube content like this, like what are you gonna snitch on, like the comment section? It's just it's never been so over. But anyway, my autism demands
it's the same guy, because these anarchists, they were trying to say that
there's a different,
well, you know, there's different king. No, because this guy's got the receipts. They doxed the shit out of him. It's the same guy.
Probably not.
It is the same guy. He was running a company called Fedora Photography Group. So all of this is confirmed.
Fedora Photography.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I don't think he cares. So we'll have to wait and see. Again, I have no idea what the guy's ideology is. I know that it was misinterpreted, and I know that he is not authoritarian right. I have no idea where he is, though. But he did not seem happy about the way his music was used. Anyway, it's just a thought. Y'all have a good day.
Die.
All
right. Get over that.
I got another link. We almost got to true Inception levels here.
Okay.
So close. Check this out.
All right, so this is a suggestion via Patreon. The name of the video is a super long title. Hold on one second, guys. Let's talk about three letters that can make rural whites understand the fear minorities have of cops.
Who is this? Is this
we got Black Reacts to Bo.
Okay, wait, no, maybe this isn't the same guy. There was a guy that looks just like this nigger who, Jason Aldean song came out, well, I wish I could find the video, and I was saying, like, and I think it might be the same guy, was saying, like, reading off, like, the lyrics, like, the sucker punch an old lady at a traffic light, carjack somebody, whatever the hell it was, right? Carjack someone on the street corner, sucker punch them at a traffic light, you know, something like that. And he was like, now, this song has been labeled racist. And the only way to label this song racist would be to attach those sorts of behaviors to Black Americans. Now, let me ask you, educated Black people, would you attach those sorts of behaviors to Black Americans? And now, Ock Nation is standing in the peanut gallery like, yeah, yes, I would, as is everybody else. So, yeah, that's what's so funny about it. It's like, yeah, everybody, bro, stop trying to pretend that everybody doesn't attach objectively observed. They don't even attach them. They objectively observe those behaviors associated with Black Americans. So, yeah.
Is there anywhere in this video I should actually go to so you don't have to watch the whole thing?
I don't know. I grabbed the one with the most interesting title because I thought it was kind of funny that a Black guy is now being paid to react to Justin King videos.
This is coming from the channel Bo of the Fifth Column. Fifth Column.
So this is something totally different. All right, that's funny. Now, lots of Black people were paid to react to Oliver Anthony videos.
Right.
But it appears that these reaction, nigger react videos, these niggers are just given, they're basically, this is how I knew the Oliver Anthony thing was fake, because of how many nigger react channels were reacting to it, and it was like hundreds.
Yeah, because it appears that what's happening is these social media influencer groups, or the ones that are basically promoters, they appear to be doing is they're going around and paying, like, you know how it is. Like, you do, like, a donation, and you're like, hey, could you react to this, please? And then you give them a little bit of money.
Yes.
You give them the name of which one to react to.
That used to be done just with, like, Super Chats and stuff, but now this seems to be systematized, and, like, social media influencer groups or groups that say, like, hire us to do your social campaigns. They have a staple of channels. They have, like, a whole bunch of creators that they're in touch with who, when somebody needs to be promoted, it's very simple how it works. It's just PR. They just send out an email, be like, okay, here's the latest thing. React to this. Do whatever you do. But they probably even tell them you also have to be positive about it. Obviously, that's kind of understood. And here's whatever your check is once the video gets made. And so you go to the clearinghouse for these channels, and you're like, I want you to react, and they're like, okay, and it's blah, blah, blah.
Oh, you don't like interruptions. Well, this is a different kind of an interruption. This is a pre-recorded interruption to remind you that you wouldn't be hearing this interruption if you would actually pony up, support our work here at TRS, and buy a subscription to the show. It's only $10 a month, unless you're using, like, e-checks, then there's some extra fees, because the e-checks fucking suck. Don't use those. The point is, we need your support. You can't use credit cards anymore. It's kind of a pain in the balls, but we still need you to help us out. And if you're enjoying the content, these silly commercials will go away. We won't bother you anymore if you just do. So go to therightstuff.biz/paywall, make an order. You can use Z-checks. You can mail in a money order. You can use a bunch of different cryptocurrencies, all which suck and are annoying, but we'll get it figured out. Or you can go to my Odyssey channel, Uncle Spen's Other Tone Stream, and you can give me a donation there and send me a screenshot of the transaction. We'll get you figured out. So, yeah. I guess any second now we'll go back to the show. I don't know when, because I don't want these to be quick and predictable so that you can't just skip through them to make them go away. So this one's going to be a little extra long. But yeah, you need a subscription. You need a subscription.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I could do this with Randbot. I could super chat him and make him react to a video.
Right, but you don't have like a whole you don't have a whole system operating like that with hundreds and thousands of channels that you're in communications with.
But that's right.
So this nigger doesn't want to do Bo the Fifth Column. He's revealing.
No, because he basically said, "I got a super chat to react to this."
The top comment.
So he's actually just doing the react. This is funny.
Top comment is Bo is incredibly competent and experienced man. His channel is extremely good, and there's just like 37 people fanning his balls. I've been watching Bo for several years now. He's articulate and sensible. I get the sense he's ex-military.
Oh my god!
Some of these responders even have like avatars. No one seems to know that he's brought up that he's a felon who's doing what he was doing with slave labor. But there you go.
Yeah, no, it's really interesting because the receipts are everywhere if you look, but they've managed to squelch all that.
It's like an anarchist kind of organization, or maybe a thought, potentially. I think it comes from Spain.
Oh, what a fifth column is.
In the 30s, maybe mid-30s or so.
Why don't you look it up? This is my funny thing. If you don't know...
I think he looked it up and he's pretending like...
look it up?
I think he's pretending he didn't just look it up and he's pulling it out of like long memory storage in his brain.
Yeah,
the 1930s, I think.
See, the loyalist faction of the Spanish civil kerfuffle, let's call it.
Kerfuffle?
Right. It's basically spread it around the world. And so now every country has a kind of fifth column, right? An entity that goes against everything, maybe. They go against a lot of things that are going on in whatever country that this fifth column is said to be in. But all right, listen, I understand there are people that absolutely fear police.
Niggers?
And those people are not black. Because there are people that absolutely get into gunfights with police.
Okay, yeah.
Those people are black.
Yeah, I was about to do the wrong joke. You're right.
I think a lot of these people are probably going to be coming from areas that are like extremely urbanized. Most likely.
Why is this nigger not just saying black people? Because when do black people like shy away from saying black people? Is he like dodging around the word black dodge around the word white?
Judging by his code switch, he's talking to white people. So you can't just...
But you can even say black people to white people. You can say black people to anybody. When you say, if you're saying like black people that are poor and live in urban areas, they hate the police.
Okay.
Like, this is not, anybody can say
I think they want to imply that it could be anybody. Because I mean, remember, the code is that it's poverty.
I guess. So you don't really.
So he's basically
kind of retarded. He's
going to describe the conditions of niggers, but pretend that, that the skin color could
pretend
be anything.
That anybody could live like that.
Right, right.
Yeah, which is stupid, but like.
Poverty.
Yeah, see, there you go, poverty. Drop that again.
It's likely poverty is probably going along with it, right? With more poverty, more crime comes. More police are there now, and then everyone looks like a nail, if that makes any sense. That could be that very specific thing. I personally really don't fear police, but my experience is also extremely... different and unique, though. I mean, I live half the year in Spain. In Spain, I have no encounters with police. None. I'm sorry. I do have encounters regularly, but we're friends. And so the only real encounter is just us drinking beer on a rooftop.
Oh, okay. He's saying he's friends with a cop. Before you, I know you like, that's his buddy that he drinks with. His drinking buddy's a police officer, I guess. That would be funny, but I guess it's not happening.
And so the only real encounter is just us drinking beer on a rooftop. If that makes any sense, I don't know if that counts. That shouldn't count. But in America, I definitely have had experiences with police. Probably like right before I decided to
take people in America, dude.
Actually, make that big move across the world. I had a lot of experiences, like getting pulled over pretty much consistently every time I pulled out of my neighborhood, it felt like. That was a weird one, I'll give you that. But it still wasn't fear, it was just more like, I get it, I may be the only person that looks like me in my very specific area, so you somehow think that I'm something that I'm not, you get my ID and you realize my address is right here. That was unfortunate.
I don't believe you.
Yeah, I don't believe that. That's a very special episode of the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
People are driving around all the time, all over the place, in every neighborhood in America, and they don't get pulled over just for being black. Shut up. That's a myth. It's a lie.
Maybe he's been in Spain for the last 3 years when like any semblance of that totally changed and was flipped. Like, they don't... Like, was it Philadelphia where they've stopped pulling people over that are black who have, like, taillights out and stuff because it always escalates to whatever their warrant is? So they're just not doing that stuff anymore. They're not pulling people over. They're not pulling blacks specifically over anymore. Or like what's considered quality of like revenuing road safety shit. So I just don't. It's just you're right. It's just he's just lying. You were black. What, were you breaking the slowness limit, Carlton? Well, Will Smith, a little vintage Fresh Prince of Bel-Air shit.
Absolutely. Things could have gone left pretty fast, I'm sure. But, yeah, I mean, everyone has had, you know, experience.
That's interesting that he acknowledges that. What was it? I mean, I don't. Do we really need to dissect? Like, what was different about your police encounter that didn't lead to you being killed?
Right. No, we don't need to dissect it. So he followed, like, the Chris Rock rule of, like, how not to get your ass beat by police, which is just, like, don't fuck with them.
Yeah.
Like, nigger, everyone understands, like nigger, traffic stops escalate because niggers fight cops.
I just realized what he said. I show them my ID and my address is right here. Niggers don't show their ID. They get.
Hey, everybody. Jordan Peterson here. I wrote a book about 12 rules for how to live your life. And I have a 13th rule for you. Subscribe to TRS. Go to therightstuff.biz/paywall and pick the payment option that best suits your needs.
Cop goes up to a nigger car and is like, die, nigger, and shoots them. Now, there are times when there's like a high-speed chase and when the nigger finally wraps his car around a telephone pole or goes up against a guardrail and, like, you know, skids up against a guardrail and spins out, like, that when they finally stop him, the police all, like, have their guns out. Yes, but that's very different. So, yeah.
I wonder if he, like, would the analysis, like, further analysis would have to be, like, those cops, when you complied with them, they're like, God damn it. Now we can't kill this nigger. Like, that
yes,
sucks. He fucking that's complied.
Definitely
he
how
complied
cops
with
feel.
These. He complied with these simple, like, procedural fucking demands. Now we've been foiled. Yeah. We can't kill this nigger for breaking the slowness limit. Guess we're going to have to find a different nigger. That could take all night. Where are we going to find niggers that are committing crimes we can just kill? So.
Experiences of some sort. Some have been worse than others, obviously, but I do think that the majority of the terrible ones were probably in regions and areas that are flooded with
other niggers?
Poverty.
Niggers.
Oh, poverty. He said poverty, so yeah, essentially. What kind of poverty?
But, all right, let's go and check it out. Let's see.
Like,
so wait, does this guy ever get to reacting to Bo, or are we just reacting to some dumb black video?
I'm getting more curious about, like, the reaction video economy.
Well,
like, this entire network.
Oh, dude, there's a massive
chills and, like, react really videos, gross. And, like, how much money is tied up in this? This seems like the fucking tip of an iceberg.
Well, here. I have a feeling that, like, his 3-minute intro is going to be the most interesting part. Like, it's over now. That's it. It's moving into Bo content. I'd imagine, like, Bo's shit is stupid, and he's just going to be, like, black. And it's not going to be
that.
He's
going to say he likes Bo.
Yeah.
He's going to like Bo. I enjoy Bo.
It reminds, like, to talk about poverty, like, I went to, like, we haven't been doing prep lately because we've been sort of getting out of the gate kind of late and have to be out of here early for certain things. I had a slice of life. Like, I went to a community that was pretty impoverished over the weekend, and I didn't see any police activity. I saw them, like, directing traffic because it was, like, a big sort of, like, town, like, gathering type deal. But just to put the pot, like, according to these people's rhetoric, I should have been walking into a war zone because there was a lot of poverty. Like, there should have been murders and drive-by shootings, and there wasn't. Because there were, like, there were white people where I went. So just to throw that out there. It's not poverty. But why wasn't it? How come I got out of there alive and I didn't get pulled over? Oh. Whatever.
See where this video takes us, guys.
Howdy there, internet people. It's Bo again. So we did that video on the Dallas shooting, and I noticed in the comment section on the shares that there's a lot of white folk don't understand the
damn his fucking
wow. He's even going harder.
His accent was even more hackneyed, but he hadn't figured it out yet. He was going too hard.
Yeah, he hadn't totally. He didn't realize you have to go like you gotta get a little more.
He's doing the whistle S's.
Yeah,
trust that minorities have.
Minorities.
Yeah, dude. He is.
Oh my god, this guy is such a fucking hack.
For law enforcement.
Law enforcement. He's really.
Minority.
He's literally.
Mom, clean.
He's literally whistling. Every S through his teeth.
Follow the fifth yokel.
Oh my god.
I'm just a buck tooth country boy hillbilly. Like, come on, buddy. Like, this is like your other. You actually done way better in kind of getting him. It's not totally accurate, but it's much more nuanced and like not quite as Over the top, yeah, Bo. We could do like an evolution of the Bo accent, but we probably won't because that would actually be tedious as hell. But like,
I actually don't want to go any further with this. Like, I don't want to watch more Bo. I don't even like where are the parts of the nigger talks.
I've had my fill of Bo, but this is just like this retarded. Oh my god, dude.
It's another situation where I find like the production around it more interesting. Like, okay, so you're in a shed that appears like it's not insulated. You're in Florida. Is it not like 2000?
Yeah, he has like a tighter shot on himself now.
Yeah, you can see there's no
garage or whatever, his storage shed or whatever. It looks kind of big for a shed, but yeah.
It looks like the Negro is talking.
Ah, okay.
You know, it's different.
Oh.
It's a tighter community.
He doesn't pause.
More accountable, and they tend to go more by the
speed. No, okay, what he's saying here is that the police come from the community that are being policed. That could be really beneficial. Because, they're held accountable. Like, that police officer over there is not going to really do anything super crazy because he is from the very specific area.
See, I get this, that. I could dissect this talking point. We've probably done this 100 times on our show. Like, the police should come. Like, first of all, that's actually part of the NJP idea. That's, like, part of our platform is that kind of a thing. And except the difference, we'll actually implement it because I don't care if blacks police blacks. White people really shouldn't be responsible for policing blacks. And the problem is, under our current status system, to be a cop, you need to have a certain criminal record. Like, you can't have felonies, I don't think you can have felonies. Maybe even misdemeanors, I'm not sure. I think maybe you can have some of those. But you can't have felonies and be a cop. I bet you probably can't even really have misdemeanors. Maybe you can have parking tickets. I don't know. But I don't think you can be a cop if you have a felony. So that right there basically rules out the communities of blackness having enough eligible candidates to be police. It's also why a lot of these female black police chiefs you see are women, because that's easier for them to manage. Now, you do see a lot of black cops, though. There are a fair amount of black cops. You can just assume they got into the cop role before they started committing felonies. And so now they just do, like, corruption felonies as a cop, which is what happens quite a bit, actually. It's very, very common. I remember there was this bar in New York City I used to go to. I didn't really go to it all that much. I went to it sometimes where actually these cops would show up and just, like, sell cocaine to the hipsters, like, out of the cop car, like, straight up. Like, this would just happen. So, yeah, there it is.
And I moved over to the to the Michael Rapaport content before we forget.
Oh god, yeah, I kind of can we get a clip of the
Michael Rapaport? Yeah, we got a clip of him doing that before we McNabb, were you able to find a clip of him doing his accent?
Let me pull it back up. I got all distracted by the fucking rabbit hole.
So it says if any Hollywood actor working stays on his New York shit, it's Michael Rapaport. Boy, I hate that fella.
Doesn't do a southern accent?
Born and raised in Manhattan, the man is perhaps best known for playing the insecure neo-Nazi in training Remy and John Singleton's Higher Learning, has never made any mysteries about his Big Apple Jones. He's a lifelong diehard Knicks fan. Haven't been sitting alongside Spike Lee at Madison
Jewish
Square
thing.
Garden.
Explain to people.
Yeah.
Being a lifelong diehard Knicks fan is like super Jewish.
I'm a kike.
Just so you get it. Like, in particularly, everybody I knew growing up in high school, and I grew up in fucking New Jersey, right? You know, right fucking right across the tunnel, you know, like that, yeah, brah. But like, like all the kids that actually, like, this was a Jew fucking salient distinction. Like, actually, big Knicks fans were fucking Jews. They were like, and even in, it's also known like in Manhattan.
Yeah,
big Knicks fan is like a kike thing. There's probably obviously going to be some non-Jews that are fans, but Jews love basketball and they love like the Knicks, even though the Knicks is like such a, for even in terms of the NBA, which anybody no one pays attention to, is like a very lame team and always was like a very lame team that like never won a championship.
Yeah.
So yeah.
He's an outspoken advocate for NYC hip hop too. A fact made evident when he directed the 2011 documentary Beats, Rhymes, and Life, The Travels of a Tribe Called Quest.
Dude, I mean, wow. He also became a thing where he was like a mediator, like when like basketball players and rappers and like other people in like the nigger celebrity world would have disputes and issues. He would like plays the role of mediator. So he's like, Allen Iverson needs to shut the fuck up about Sean Kemp. Like, what the fuck? I don't even know if that ever happened, but you know what I mean? Like, he would be doing that kind of shit. It's like, what the fuck? He's like inserting himself into beefs.
Here's a blast from the past. This is from 2014. What? How old is this article, first of all? Oh, this is from 2014 as well, but there's a hyperlink here. When Rappaport blasted Macklemore. Remember Macklemore? The white rapper?
Oh, yeah. Man. Whatever happened to that fucking homo? Maybe he's just gone.
Fucking monkeypox. Maybe he didn't survive the lockdown. Yeah, maybe he like died. The metric fuck tongues of piss caught up.
I have not thought of Macklemore in 10 years at least.
Maybe Matt Rappaport got through to him because when he blasted Macklemore on Twitter.
Rappamore?
Rappamore. After the polarizing rappers swept rap's early pre-Grammy broadcast awards, you could imagine him riding for Kendrick Lamar while feeling salty over the complete snubbing of Joey Badass or Joey's fellow Brooklyn Ascendant LP's Run the Jewels partnership with Killer Mike. That's all a bunch of rap shit I don't understand. But basically, he's just mad that Macklemore was a white dude. And he swept the Grammys there. That's funny. So, because of that, Rappaport has a decidedly all NYC aesthetic, right down to his energetic, rapid-fire way of speaking. He's the kind of gifted character actor who could be the perfect addition to the next New York movie directed by filmmakers like Spike Lee, Woody Allen, even lower-level shot callers like Dieter Montiel. That street-seasoned persona, could even be transferred over to other cities across the nation, making Rappaport a wise choice to play characters deeply rooted in their, say, Philly, big fan, and Beantown, Boston public backgrounds. So, he could do his New York accent and be from any gritty city. He's so good at it. In other words, he's probably the last person you'd ever expect to see in the Southern Fried FX crime dramedy series, Justified. Oh, that was a dramedy that was supposed to be funny? I didn't know that. I thought that was like...
I had no idea.
I thought they were dead serious with that shit.
I will admit, there was something comically ridiculous about the Nazi, the guy with the huge swastika tattoo pulling a rocket launcher out of his pickup truck, that it did seem like it was sort of farcical.
Kind of
couldn't
silly.
Possibly
that
be real, but like, I think they were actually trying to make that real.
Yeah.
And that was like, wow, this is gritty realism. This is like a darker, grittier TV drama that gets to the truth about white supremacy in our country and that kind of stuff. But yeah.
God damn it. I can't find the video.
And based on that unintentionally comical accent of his, he says the unintentionally comical accent of his that's been a distraction throughout the fifth season, he's the last person who should be playing a Florida swamp rat causing trouble in the authentic seeming backwoods world of Timothy Oliphant's Raylan Givens. Authentic.
There's that word again.
But
authentic,
there's Rappaport and his Fugazi dialect routinely minimizing each tension as Daryl Crow. What about Cheryl Crow? The sugar-smuggling criminal mastermind of dim-witted neo-Nazi yokel Dewey Crow. Daryl and Dewey.
Like, actually, Michael Rappaport should be cast as Cheryl Crow in something.
Should cast Bo in there.
I mean, why not? If we're casting niggers as like historical, if we're casting like a nigger as like Julius Caesar, and Michael Rappaport is Cheryl Crow, why not? Cheryl Bo. I mean, we just keep throwing like rhymes and puns out there.
Oh, here we go. Large in physical stature, Rappaport looks the part of a guy who's threatening enough to give Givens reasons to quake in his boots.
He's a dweeb. Yeah. He's a New York dweeb.
He's a really nerdy looking fucking faggot. It's hard, though, to be intimidated by someone who sounds like he's saying serial killer Ed Gein's name every time he says the word again. There's no subtlety to Rappaport's countrified jargon. The first syllable of business, one of Daryl's favorite words, gets stretched into biz with at least three Z's. Nobody has the dot biz. Idea becomes idea. Dead becomes deed. Him is now he-im. You'd think Rappaport is a proud owner of a Rosetta Stone James Vanderbeek in Varsity Blues edition. That's fucked up. Oh, well. Like other fine TV dramas that patiently dole out their narratives, has a history of keeping its villains of the year around for 11. I mean, all right, whatever. That's just meaning that he's not going to be on much longer. I can't believe there's no clips of that. But that's the thing. Like, the internet is such... Like, you used to be able to find anything, you know? Like, we can't find a clip of a fairly popular TV show you can't find a mainstream actor who is being made fun of widely in the internet press for his bad accent.
If you're hearing my voice right now, something has gone terribly, terribly wrong. unless this is just how you want to live. Who am I to tell people to stop listening to free content that's constantly interrupted, that has to deal with my voice and whatever audio quality this is going to come out in? Who am I to tell people that they should be getting behind the paywall at therightstuff.biz/paywall? Especially if they're not white, which I assume that's what you probably are if you're hearing my voice right now. That's just my assumption. I could be wrong, but I mean, if you're not white, legally you do have to tell me that you're not white. I told Sven that I'd record some commercials for him, and at first I thought I was going to put some effort into it, but then I realized, why don't I just ramble in the dumbest way possible and force you to listen to it? Because that's what you're doing right now. You are listening to this. Mike was probably saying something very interesting, something very insightful, and now you're listening to me. Is this really what you want? Is this how you want to live? Do you want to be non-white? Because again, I just assume that's what you are. You could always fix that. You could rectify this problem by going to therightstuff.biz/paywall and getting yourself a subscription, and then you'll never have to hear me again, you know, unless I'm feeling it or something.
We can't find Justin King, Bo, and under his normal persona talking about the Palestinian problem. Like, why are these videos not available? You can't find them. It's wild, the shit that's not available anymore. It's like
I can only find like somebody recording their TV. I can find a React video. There's React videos to everything. Yeah, the internet sucks. The modern internet is trash. The internet has just gone downhill for like the last 20 years.
Oh God!
Let's go back to the BBS boards. Go back to the forums.
I want to go back to just the text. Daryl's journey. What are we looking forward to?
Daryl Crow's journey is all about taking care of his family by any means necessary. You know, there's no qualms about it. He's not worried about stepping on toes. He's not concerned about stepping on toes. He'll kick, step, bite, chew, kill to get what he needs to get to take care of himself and his family.
Wow, what a hard-nosed, gritty character you're playing there, Michael.
You can tell that actors like aren't creative people and don't know anything about...
You can also tell that like people like Michael Rappaport just aren't creative people.
Wait a minute.
What's up?
I found it.
Did you?
Yeah. It took me forever. Is this what I'm looking for?
Tournament
of
Left.
Yeah, this is it. All right, hold on. All right. I think this is on...
Tournament of Laughs, Michael Rapaport's accents. It says, although
he's a clean one.
It says, although nice. Listen to this. Although he's known for playing New Yorkers, Michael Rapaport can actually do a lot of different accents. And apparently he's going to do a whole bunch of them right here. He's going to prove you wrong in this comedy sketch. Show us how talented you are, Michael.
Too much.
You know, I've kind of got pigeonholed into playing the New Yorker, but I feel like I have a lot to do with playing characters that are foreign from abroad. Are you counting or are you counting?
Okay, so he's saying he can't do it. Okay.
That's French. Okay, because I've heard it count.
Who's a guy?
De cat. Cat. Three. It's like a cacophony of voices. It's so many different voices, so many characters inside. So Australian.
That sounds like multiple.
I'm more Australian. It's a little tough. I'm down.
All right, never mind.
Yeah, that's just not something I'm willing to sit through.
He's acknowledging he's bad. Yeah.
Thinking they were good and failing.
That's what I was hoping. Yeah.
But then it's like what he's kind of doing there. He's like, I just actually really don't have any talent. So it's like, okay, so why are you, what are you doing here? Oh, I'm just Jewish. Like, yeah, I'm here just because I'm a New York City Jew who decided I just wanted to be in TV shows and stuff.
All right. So let's see here. So you think this is a good clip? Oh, look at that sweet tattoo. So he's got Pig and Gang.
No, not this one. No, not this one. That's Dewey. That's
wrong one. But this is like, this is basically like Justified. Here's the show. Like this right here.
Yeah, this is different. Exactly.
This is the kind of shit they make Justified about. Is this him approaching? Is Michael Rapaport?
No, that's the only thing.
No, I got a different clip for that.
Why don't you understand? I don't pull my sidearm unless I'm going to shoot to kill. That's its purpose, huh? To kill. So, that's how I use it.
What a fucking dumb... Like, I'm actually glad, like, I never watched the show, because this is incredibly stupid.
The accents just drove me nuts. Like,
but also, just, like, the content of it, as if, like, it's very much like, it's like, I'm teaching you, like, the real-life lessons about guns, my son. Like, you don't pull a gun unless you're going to shoot the kill. That's, like, the gritty knowledge and truth about the gun thing, and I'm going to tell you it in like, an authentic Southern accent with a cowboy hat. Shut up. Just, like, shut up. Just shut the fuck up.
Damn it. Where's the clip? I only have that clip.
So there's a Reddit link. It should have it.
Oh, it's in the Reddit. Okay. I thought that was... Oh, yeah, right. All right. Here we go. Okay. Video embedded in Reddit. That's actually one of the places where you can find the internet lately if you go into like Reddit, apparently. That's for like...
Well, that, if you search Google, like you get Reddit. You get a lot of Reddit threads as a response now. It's interesting. They really don't want you looking at more than a few sites.
Are they trying to bury this guy's bad accent?
You recording me?
Every word.
You recording me doing this voice?
You recording me doing this terrible accent? You actually recording?
Oh my god, ratting. Listen to me.
Ratting. Nasty. Bitch.
Well, I guess we all get the family we deserve, right, Daryl?
You know good and well I ain't gonna let you walk up out of here with that, right?
What are you gonna do, kill me?
Give me that phone, Wendy. Or I'm gonna take it and stick it down your goddamn throat.
Well, that'd be a real.
But then she would
this
still
is
have
really
it.
Really gritty.
If you shove it down her throat,
I'm
like
impressed with like the grittiness of this.
Would you delete the recording before you shut it down her throat? Like, what are you gonna do?
Ballsy move, wouldn't it, Daryl?
Frankly, like the people who should be deleting the recording are like the staff behind the cameras right now. Like,
yeah,
it's like
well, they've tried to delete it.
The FX network,
the internet for 20 minutes.
I'm gonna need y'all to delete this recording because this is frankly some of the worst TV drama ever produced.
How are you gonna do it without your balls?
Oh!
I ain't gonna use that.
I trusted Kendall with you. You
okay?
Son
so that
of
was
bitch.
Just like a straight like Manhattan accent right there.
You're right.
What is that?
Oh, here he is.
Wait, okay. Here's some other fucking homie.
What are you guys like, doing? Well, that's Olyphant, right? He's the star of this thing, isn't he?
Yeah, here's another guy who's like, what y'all doing?
What did I miss? Hey, man, she got a gun. Yes.
So do I. I don't pull it. I don't pull it unless I'm going to kill somebody.
Is that, like, true throughout the show that he doesn't... I don't pull... He probably pulls guns.
Maybe he'll pull it. Let's see. Can they keep their continuity together? Is he going to
ain't you going to do something about it?
What do you want me to do, Daryl? Shoot her? She's your sister. She's right. Family. Man can't come in between family. Hell, you know that better than anyone.
Say something else, Rappaport.
Oh! Shot in the balls.
Wendy.
No shit. Oh. Did he libtard shoot the gun out of her hands and not kill anybody? Did he do the bit?
No, she shot it.
Okay.
Pretty sure she just shot it.
All right, because he's got his gun out
in the
now.
Ball.
Oh, okay.
So is this other character's death?
Wendy. Now would be there's a good time to put that gun down.
All right. So is the murder justified? Is that why the show is called Justified? We're just gonna...
Who fucking cares, honestly? Like, it's just a dumb show. Like, it's so dumb. What, like, a very dumb idea and dumb show. And apparently they're having, like, a Justified reunion...
You know, watching this kind of content, I think I know what it means to be a nigger watching someone do blackface. It is like,
yes,
it's deeply
offensive.
And I'm
not offensive. Even a redneck.
This is why I'd rather just watch Supernatural. Like, if I'm going to watch something trash, at least give me like CGI demons and dumb shit.
It's
and
also
like,
why, like, I'm like deeply offended by like movie. Well, actually, that's not true. I'm not. I was going to say I'm deeply offended by movies like Office Space, but I wasn't. That movie was actually highly
hilarious.
That movie's
awesome.
That movie's great.
Back up on your ass with the resurrection. Like, they don't make Pajita yeah. then.
When he was doing like they were doing like backflips to like kick the printer and shit. That shit was fucking wild, man. That was hilarious. The beating up the printer scene is still classic.
Oh god, that is great. I love that movie. Even like some of The Office is totally funny.
Yeah, there's funny stuff there too.
Yeah. Never did Parks and Rec though. I didn't make the jump to the spinoff shit.
Middle-class suburbanite office workers are just totally fine being made fun of because they're like, yeah, frankly, we probably just deserve mockery. Like, for occupying this niche in society, we probably just deserve to be made fun of, frankly. Like, there's no real, like, romanticism or anything that could be described as, like, cool about this lifestyle. Like, sure, it's pretty comfortable. You make some money and you can live in a nice house or whatever and try and avoid niggers, but, like, yeah, it's really, we should actually just be made fun of for this, frankly. So, yeah, let's just have movies mocking us. That's fine.
Was it the end of Office Space? He became a construction worker. Like he became who he was. Like now I'm now
one
I'm real
guy
class.
Did I think? Oh yeah, Peter does. Peter, become, yeah. Yeah, he just goes. He goes along with another overly played redneck,
right?
To become a construction worker because he's like he asked me. He's like, yeah, is there ever somebody in that's on the job site with you saying, looks like somebody's got a case of the Mondays? No. He's like, oh man, I reckon you'd be. I don't know. I reckon you get beat up for saying something like that.
Yeah, the last scene in the movie, like the building burned down, and he's on the cleanup crew. And he's like, that's so much better, fresh air. Anyway, all right.
It's not really true. It's actually probably really annoying to be working out in like the hot sun and like a yellow orange vest on by the side of the road. You know, but you know, some people do.
The wage structure there is not going to really work out for you. It's like you're a white. Like there's a reason there's no white guys. It's not because they don't want.
Well, unless
work.
You're in it. That's the thing. The well, actually, depends. I mean, I see guys doing road work and line work around here that are just all white. Frankly, around here, and I'm amazed when I see it. It's like a dying thing.
I held the stop sign, and that's when I found out that a lot of the Asians around Virginia Tech they can't read. They can't read English.
They can't read.
Oh, you
they
did just drive you right past. You were the stop slow flip
I was
guy.
Holding the stop sign, and they would just
wait. What? Mike was going to say what? Did we all miss that? Is that because this is the free fag edition? Go to therightstuff.biz/paywall for your subscription today.
Keep coming. I'm like, stop.
Yeah, you're actually supposed to stop, you fucking.
I occasionally wave thank you to those guys. It's like, wow.
Oh, I do too. Yeah. If I'm glad it's a someone's white guy, I'd be like, good job, man. I know that what you're doing probably sucks, but I would just be like listening to the Daily Show if I was doing that, like as I did it, you know?
I'd be like,
I guess they actually have to also have radio to the other guy in the other
room. You'd be one of those people that's like...
Yeah. And you know what the radio traffic is? It's, look out, incoming chink, high speed, he doesn't stop.
Maybe if you were doing that...
Sometimes you'll see niggers doing that, and they just, like, start dozing, and they don't flip it.
If you were doing...
they start, like, daydreaming or something, they just don't flip the sign. It's like, bro.
They looked at their phone.
If you were doing that job, you'd become one of those people that complains, like, hey, the show was only 2 hours and 48 minutes instead of 2 hours and 54 today. That sucks. Mm-hmm. And
dude,
like that's why
you know that stoplight. If you go out of your place and you go down that road, how there's a new stoplight, kind of just a little bit down the road that didn't used to be there where they were building it for a while.
Yeah,
you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Before and they had like the black over the stoplight for a while before the intersection was completely constructed. There was one morning I was going to your place before I found the alternate route, which is much better. Where just like a nigger was directing traffic at that intersection, literally just like almost causing accidents, like left and right. It was really funny. And I was like, bro, like, are you gonna, like, what, you can't tell us to go, like, bro, you gotta let people turn left and then do the bit. And like, you can't tell one lane to go and the left turn lane to go at the same time. That's gonna cause an accident.
This is how cargo culting works as like a nigger. It's like, if I stand in this intersection, like, traffic will work correctly. Like, they don't get, like, no,
somebody just needs. He literally was like waving the left turn lane at the same time as like the straight ahead lane going the other way. And I'm like, bro, that's not going to work, buddy. If I just do this, then cars just, they don't hit each other. It's like, no, bro. Like there's actually just a rhythm, just a pattern that you got to get into, you know?
All right.
Anyway.
Let's go take a break, get some lunch. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
You are listening to the Daily Show Up. As racist and sexist as they can be. We're gonna offend you, isn't it funny? La 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 la!